Ray Foley.
Thank you, Laura.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon.
On Today FM, Ireland. Hello. Bonvenue. Bonjour. Back in, stop it. Stop, please. Please, now, come now.
Sustained applause there.
Thank you very much indeed. It's great to be home in my radio home of afternoon radio. The cosy, cushy afternoon gig. It's a lot of pressure filling in for Ian Dempsey, it has to be said, on the breakfast shift. You got to get set your alarm for basically the middle of the night. You come in for and then just sustained dog's abuse between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. on text.
Thankless task, isn't it?
Oh, it's a thankless task.
It really is.
It's just busy, 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 go, 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 banging out those big breakfast hits. Breakfast hits.
With
separate
a H.
Words, yeah. So it's nice to be back here. Like I said, cushy little number, cushy little gig we've got here. Bit of nonsense talk. I'll set up a texty sort of topic. You can text in on that.
Lots more music than you play on Ian Dempsey shows.
Of course, you've got the cash machine as well.
Oh, I love
it. It's brilliant. Yeah. Someone tagged me in this earlier on. This is my wife jokes. You ready?
Perfect, yeah, great.
I have a wife and I make many jokes at her expense. These are my wife jokes. Have you seen those lads sitting on the dock telling each other jokes and they're trying not to laugh?
I have.
Always good fun. Here are their my wife jokes. See, now straight away it's just not working. I turn that on again there. No, that's not working. JP, can you tell engineering that's not working?
I'll send an email, right?
Please hang on 1 second. No, it's not working.
Ah, great.
Yeah, there's a real crying shame that I can't get this stuff to work. One second, let's see if it works on that one. No.
Suddenly the breakfast show doesn't seem so bad now.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'll just do the cash machine read then.
Today FM.
I love this. Summer. Love it when stuff doesn't work. All right, here's your total. 10,384 euros. What a great song. Lost Frequencies, where are you now? This is Today FM. Where are they now, actually, Lost Frequencies? Could you do a check on that there for me, JP?
Okay, yeah.
I'm wondering. On the subject of where are you now, Lost Frequencies, let's find the answer to that question. It's the question that all of Ireland is asking this afternoon. So whatever happened to Lost Frequencies? I suppose that's why they're lost. That's why they're lost. I mean, they wouldn't be calling them the Lost Frequencies if we knew immediately at the tip of our tongues exactly where they were or what became of them.
Is it just Callum Scott? He is Lost Frequencies.
I have no idea.
I didn't even know he was involved.
Well, there's Orla Ormond.
Hi.
Oh,
what's
she
doing
here? Put the hearts crossways in me. How are you?
Good. I've been here the whole time, just waiting for you at 2 o'clock
every
afternoon.
Every day.
Every day, Ray.
What's Derek Quilty like?
He's a lovely man.
He's enthusiastic, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very enthusiastic.
Yeah.
He's got much more passion and enthusiasm for...
life.
Life and the job, really.
He's got that young man energy.
You got to bring enthusiasm to the radio.
Yeah.
When you come through those doors and that light goes red,
sure.
You got to bring it, man. Yeah. You got to bring it.
You got to flip that switch.
You got to flip that switch and you got to bring it. It's something, the light died in my eyes many years ago. And I've...
Do you know in Terminator 2, at the very end, when the head of the Terminator is being crushed?
Very much so, yeah.
That's very much, and the light flickers and then it dies.
Hang on. Is my head being crushed by this job? Is that what's happening? I thought I was sinking.
Are your headphones too tight?
I thought I was sinking. At the end of at the end of Terminator 2, I thought I was sinking into the molten lava. And I says, hasta la vista, baby, I'll be back. And I'm sinking. I'm sinking with my thumb in the air.
That does happen.
That's what this job is. This afternoon shift is the molten lava of Irish radio. And my thumb is the last glimmer of enthusiasm I have for this job.
And am I the chain that's lowering you into the lava? I'm dragging you in there.
That's what it is, yeah. That's it. And our very own John Connor's over there as well, Orla Ormond. We must protect her at all costs. She's the leader of the resistance in the future. See?
I need to watch Terminator.
Have you not watched Terminator?
No, I keep mixing it up with RoboCop.
Ah, no. The first one is very good. Like, very good. It's often overlooked because everyone goes on about the second one being amazing with the liquid metal man and T2 and all that. But the second one is brilliant. But the first one, very, very good as well. And then after that, like, just don't bother. Don't waste your time. Because there's loads of them after that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's done. Like, I mean, he's done now at this stage.
Five or six, at least.
Ah, no.
It's crazy, yeah.
I'm making my way through the Fast and Furious franchise. When I finish that, I'll watch Terminator.
I've never looked at a Fast nor neither a Fast nor a Furious.
I'm regretting waiting all this time.
Is it good?
They are hilarious.
They're supposed to be daft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ludacris drives a car into space, doesn't he?
And that in itself is ludicrous. Yeah. The irony.
The trailer for the new one is what did it, because Jason Momoa calls everyone dorks, and then he blows up the Vatican.
He rolls a big ball bomb.
Yeah.
Into the Vatican.
Yeah. Right after calling everyone dorks.
I saw that in the trailer, yeah. That's no spoiler.
Sold.
I attempted earlier on to play wife jokes, my wife jokes. Have a listen. I might as well still play them for you, yeah?
Yeah, go on.
Here we go. Have a listen. My wife jokes. My wife.
I asked my wife when her birthday was. She said March 1st. So I walked around the room and asked again.
March 1st. All right, march around the room. Asked again. Let's have another one.
My wife told me to put ketchup on the shopping list. Now I can't read anything.
You can sort of tell where these are going. I'm still enjoying when they get there.
I like that.
Yeah.
My wife accused me of stealing a thesaurus. Not only was I shocked, I was appalled, aghast, and dismayed.
One more, go on.
My wife asked if I've seen the dog bowl. I said I never knew he did.
Oh man, I love that laugh.
I said I never knew he did.
The choky laugh. Thoroughly enjoyable. Any more my wife jokes? I've got some my wife serious issues at the moment.
Oh, cool.
My wife is refusing to unblock the shower. You know the shower, the base of the shower? Every time one of us uses the shower, it starts to flood. So I said, do you know what that is? That's you. I know that's not me.
Long hair, is it?
It's your long hair. It's not my long hair. I said, if I do that, if I pull that up, if I unclog it, I promise you any money, it's going to be all your long, shoulder-length brown hair. I do not have shoulder-length brown hair anywhere on my body.
Not that we can see anywhere.
Not that you can see, no. It's braided.
She just needs to pour an entire bottle of Mr. Muscle down there, and that'll do
it. It won't do it.
It won't?
It doesn't do it. No, you got to do a proper...
Take it out with your hands.
Yeah. What's good for it is that I found an old toothbrush that you're going to throw out anyway, and that'll get a good grip of it. Or a darning needle is good as well.
Not to get terribly gender wars in this, but is that not a dad job?
Here we go. Here we go. You can't do that. You can't say that these days.
I mean, I just did.
You can't. You're not allowed to do that.
Okay, well, why is your
wife... Have you learned nothing from the Barbie movie?
I haven't seen it yet. What is your wife's reasoning to not do it? She's probably saying, that's the dad job.
No, what she says is it'll make me gag. That's her...
Her answer to many of your suggestions.
Come on. No, it'll make me gag. All right. Come on now.
It's a Monday.
I have a list of other things she won't do.
Okay.
I'm getting it all off my chest today.
I want to go home.
Orla, you stay right there.
We need you in the room.
Orla, you're the future.
You're the balance. You in the room.
You're the future, Orla. You're the leader of the resistance. Protect her at all costs.
Have you vetted this list?
I'm going to remove one. Come on. My wife refuses to cook poached eggs. Right. Refuses to cook poached eggs.
Is it a lack of confidence?
She says it is, but I think it's just laziness. She says, oh, you do them better. You do them. And similarly, she refused to cook an omelette. She will not cook an omelette in our house. She's like, I think we'll have omelettes tomorrow morning. Will we? Will we have omelettes for brunch? I'm like, yeah, fantastic. She's great. You're cooking them. She refuses to take the kids to the dentist.
Right.
She refuses to give the kids any bad news at all. I'm the one that always has to deliver it.
She's the good cop.
Well, what she says is they won't get upset, or at least they suck it up a bit when I deliver the bad news. If she does, they'll get upset. It's like, oh, mommy. Whereas with daddy saying, it's like, okay, fair enough. We can do this. We can manage this. And finally, taking the eldest for a haircut. She will not take our child. So I take him with me when I'm getting my haircut. Mm. So then when we come back from the barbers, the bad haircut is entirely my fault. and nothing to do with her. And nothing to do with the barbers. It's as if I personally ruined his head. What won't your other half do? None of the obvious stuff like the dishwasher, whatever. Interesting stuff. 0874 100 102. This is Today FM. Lil Nas X, and That's What I Want. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. A very good afternoon. I never played this. I forgot I meant to play this at the beginning of the show. I've forgotten how to do my own show. That's how long it's been. It's only been a fortnight. Done. In one ear and out the other. Mm. Isn't it shocking? Shocking. Very sad to see.
You'll get it back, right?
The cognitive decline. That's what it is.
I've got faith in you.
Have you? JP,
yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
The gang's all here. Hey. How you doing? Lil Nas X, how are you doing? Roll call. Ray's here, JP.
Archer.
Ormond. In the house. Nigel's over there. Nigel, love.
Jesus, Ray, you're back.
I am.
Good to hear the old voice again in the evenings.
Evenings, a bit early for evenings. 28 minutes past 4 o'clock. 28 minutes past, 2 o'clock. 1400. 1400 hours and 28 minutes. Rose is over there, Rose.
Ansha Ray, Ansha JP, welcome back.
Good to have you, Rose.
Red light, yellow light, greener light, go. What? Crazy Fool is back on his radio show.
You're calling me crazy?
You can't say that in 2020.
You can't call you. Yeah. You can't call me crazy. And stones and glass houses there, Rose.
Pour some music on me. Oh, I love the show.
Hey.
JP's hot. Ristic air sweet from the mic right down to their seat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good day, boys.
All right, guys. Wow. Clearly lost your mind. And you know what? We're delighted you have. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this garbage. And Kenneth is over there. I was talking about the shower. I'm blocking the shower of shoulder length brown hair, which is not mine. Look at my head.
Schrodinger's
shoulder length brown hair. It's clearly my wife's. But she refuses to do it because she says it makes her gawk. Ken?
Hey, Ray, with the shower, give it a belt of a hammer there and it'll unblock it straight away. Great job.
You're talking about the shower, Ken? Ken, I don't think I can get away with that in this day and age.
No.
Ray, we're so in sync. I'm also back at work. Love the show. Hey. Francine on show. Hey, Ray and JP, it's Art on show. First time texter, long time listener. On show, can you say my wife jokes in 2023 from Fiacra? I'm not saying, I'm just playing ones that other people have done.
You're just reporting them, right?
It's this whole thing on YouTube, Instagram, socials, TikToks, of these guys that are sitting like on a dock. They're Americans and they're telling each other jokes. And I think the challenge is to not laugh. And then when they laugh, they lose. And then jobs that your other half won't do. I'm not talking about like, oh, I wish he'd hoover the floor, or I wish she'd, I don't know, fix the car. I'm not talking about daft, sexist observations. I'm talking about like, but why? Why not? Like my wife, she will not cook poached eggs. She refuses. She's like, if there's poached eggs to be cooked, I'm the one that has to cook them. That's it. It's just the law. Adam says, my wife would never go collect the takeaway. Oh my God! Collecting the takeaway. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a thing in our house. I will never collect the takeaway in our house. Genuinely, I'm not joking. It has turned into one of my... It happened over lockdown. My wife became the person that got the takeaway. And ever since we're out of lockdown... Oh my God, there's another texty. What is different? What has never gone back to normal after lockdown?
I'm always the one who collects the takeaway. And I kind of insist on doing it.
I used to always be the one that would get the takeaway. But my wife started, I don't know, for some reason or whatever reason it was, my wife started getting the takeaway during lockdown. And now we're here, we are on the other side of it all these years later. And I haven't gotten a takeaway since. She'd rather starve than go. This is Adam. She'd rather starve than go to get the takeaway. She says, you're better at those kinds of things. What a ridiculous thing to say. Jesus, annoying me now. I'm not even at home from Adam. And Ellie says, my husband won't come to a gig with me if he's not absolutely mad about the band or singer. Yet if it's any of his family are going, he's on it. What? So if one of his family are going to the gig, he'll go. But he won't go with you unless he absolutely loves the artist.
Trouble in Paradise.
From Ellie in Ballinteer in Dublin, love the show. Hey, any more? 0874 100 102. Did you watch the game earlier on? This is the girls in green playing Nigeria. We'll have a chat about that in a few minutes. And is Vera Powell sticking around? We'll play Dua Lipa next.
Ray Foley.
Surely, but dance the night. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley on for... No, I'm not on for Ian Dempsey. I'm on for me. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
And joining us in studio this afternoon, the one and only from Off the Ball, it's Adrian Barry. Yeah.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Pleasure good to afternoon. Be back.
It's good to see you. Good to see the glimmer in your eyes. See the whites of your eyes.
You know what? Anytime I step into the studio, this is on the record. Big fan of the show.
Are you? This show?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure? You're not confused,
is it? Ian Dempsey break.
Oh, Ian Dempsey break for show, yeah. Ray Foley for Ligging Free.
Love the show.
I spent the last two weeks saying Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, and now it's my Twitter bio. It's pretty much it's all I say. It's on my birth cert. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Let's have a chat about the game this morning. There was a lot of anticipation. I suppose rounding off, even though there wasn't necessarily excitement about the girls proceeding, that was not going to happen. God. It was going to be the final game in the World Cup, and they were performing in Brisbane this morning.
Against Nigeria, nil all, it finished. There's a spoiler alert, that's it, gone. Mm. They were done before they went in, and I saw Emma Byrne, the Republic of Ireland legend, tweeting afterwards, margins are tight and we're between them. I.e., do we belong at this level? Like, we definitely do, you know, like really tiny margins in all the games. Vera Powell has been out in the media since, sort of rationalising everything that's gone on. We've left the tournament with a lot of credit, but we've left the tournament, I think, is kind of the key point, you know.
And they have, the argument has been that they've certainly justified their presence at the, it wasn't like...
Totally, yeah. Like, we you know, a soft penalty in the Australia game, we could have easily ground out a nil-all draw against them. We took the lead against Canada. We a bit of a lapse in concentration for 8 minutes, and we let in an OG just before half time and another goal just into the second half. Not a stretch that we might have got something out of that, and we might have been going into the Nigeria game today thinking that maybe a draw or a win would have seen us through. And we weren't. We certainly have not disgraced ourselves. We've proven that we can, first ever tournament we've ever been at, like Vera Powell said, this list of achievements as long as your arm. First goal that we ever scored in that Katie McCabe corner against Canada. First point that we ever got today, so an awful lot of firsts, an awful lot of credit, but I mean, it does come back to the inevitable.
This is it. When you say it's the inevitable, it just seems to be par for the course. The minute the team, the national team, is out of whatever it is they're in, at whatever stage they're at, the repercussions, the finger pointing, and the blame game starts. And immediately the question is, how long is Vera going to stay around for? Is she going to stay around?
Yeah, well, that conversation sort of caught me a little bit by surprise about 10 days or a little bit more ago, where it seems on the ground in Australia, a lot of people were of the view that this is Vera Powell's last dance with the Irish team. And it seems to be the context of everything going on. Conversations about the contract, which is finished now, as of the last hour or so, had begun several months ago. Complications cropped up around the allegations that came in from the US in relation to her time there. Yeah. And they were, conversations at that point then around the contract were paused because of that. So they said, right, well, let's wait and see. You know, we'll come back to official language. Let's see, you know, how the World Cup goes, and we'll come back and chat about it after that. But a narrative has just cropped up. No comment from the FAI at any point, so we don't know exactly how they're feeling, but the narrative has cropped up that that's her done, and she's finished, and we'll be on the lookout for a new manager, which, from a footballing point of view, feels very harsh.
Does it? Yeah. But is there sort of the sense that had they come home, the conquering heroes, that she would have been signed up immediately, snapped up and retained?
Well, we were never going to come home conquering heroes, but if the men's team qualified for a major tournament, the man most likely in charge will get the freedom of Ireland. She's got us there for the first time.
That's spot on. And I think there's a handiness about this. I mentioned about the stuff in the US. Mm. I think if you forgot about that and you just looked at it from pure footballing terms, given some of the stuff I've mentioned already, given like how we went ahead with our, you know, front foot forward football in the, maybe not exactly in terms of the tactics, and that's one of the big critiques of her, that, you know, we could play a little bit more attack minded football. Like, for example, today there's one of the big narratives that's coming out post the game today was that one of the big critiques of Vera Powell is that she doesn't play enough attacking football.
Right.
That she has Katie McCabe playing a bit too deep. And so it seems today there was a lot of reporters on the ground were saying that there was a bit of a back and forth between Katie McCabe, the team captain, and Vera Powell, the manager, about changing the team, halfway through the second half, right, which Vera Power refused to do. She might have refused to do it because she was been asked to do it. That would not be beyond the realms of possibility with Vera Power. She's pretty direct, stubborn type of character. So that's been a big narrative out of this game, the dispute that's cropped up between the two of them. But yeah, I think it's trick football in terms of you're to only look at it that way. She does cut her cloth, she would tell you, accordingly, because she doesn't have necessarily the players everywhere beyond McCabe, okay, and Denise O'Sullivan.
On the subject of the players themselves, what are their relationships like? Or they've certainly been asked, or a number of them have been asked, what would they make of her staying on or not?
Yeah, there was an interview on with Tony Donoghue and Katie McCabe just before the game where this came up, and she said, oh, you know, their first go-to thing, which I didn't think was great, now, Vera and the management team have worked very hard. Like, doesn't feel like a ringing endorsement of things. Like, has been any quality at all in that work? So it's possible that the players are a bit fatigued with it. Katie McCabe is on the record, you know, at every hand's turn, saying that she wants to play further up the pitch. So she makes no secret of that at all. I think most people that would look at Ireland would say that that's probably right. I'd say Denise O'Sullivan, who's our other superstar, would probably say something similar. So there's probably a bit of a burning out of relations there as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, fair. The other focus then, following on this, we should be moving on to for their homecoming and celebrating the success and the fantastic job that they did in getting there and their performances while they were there. That's worth incredible. Worth mentioning. Yeah.
No, incredible. Listen, and Nigeria were like technically the worst team in the group. They go through now, along with the host Australia, and Canada are bounced out of the whole thing. We have done extraordinarily well at the World Cup. Like, I'm not saying you would have bitten anybody's hand off for the set of results we got, because ultimately we're going out, but we have not disgraced ourselves. Fine margins. I come back to the initial point, Emma Byrne. Football at that level is fine margins, and we're right between them. So look, we should be cliche and all that, but we should be very proud of what they've achieved out there. A few little bits and pieces have gone our way. We're looking ahead now to the Nations League in September. We've Northern Ireland and we've Hungary, and I just think this is there's a lot of that group that will stay on. There's a couple of players that will retire, but we should be very excited about what's to come, whether that's with Vera Power or not.
Yeah.
Regardless.
And I really don't like this sort of finger pointing and recriminations and blame game, but someone does have to ask the question: what about Dermot and Dave? How much of this is to? How much are they
putting it at their door?
I'm just putting it out.
I mean,
there.
They went there.
I mean, Dermot and Dave were there for the whole thing.
Well, it was only the best that were selected to go out, as we know. So.
So, let's leave it now. Hey, I'll leave it now. Adrian Barry, thank you so much.
Thanks, lads.
Off the ball. Thank you very much. Beyonce today. The Weekend of Blinding Lights. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. We're Ray Foley on and in. It's JP over there.
Oh, yeah.
So the things that your other half won't do, refuses to, and weird stuff that they won't do. I don't mean like, oh, I just wish just once he'd hang out the washing. I mean like just weird stuff, inexplicable. Why won't they do it? I already love the show. A, in our house, I will not pick up the dog poop. That is his job, from Emma in Leash. I can kind of understand that one. We both do it in our house, as it happens. Like, out the back garden, it's like, oh, that lawn's looking a bit ropey. Don't let the kids out. I gotta go out and pick it up. Ray and JP, welcome back to the afternoons. I cleaned the drain thingy in the shower last time. I took what I got from it and went downstairs to my husband, and he looked at me as if to say, so what? Until I informed him that I won't be cleaning it again because it's all his. What do you mean it's all his? Oh, hang on. He's the one with the ponytail. Aha! He's the one with the long hair.
Smoking gun.
And my hair is short. I love the show. Hey, cheers from Evelyn and Claire. Evelyn, dead right. That's his. That's definitely his problem. The shoe is on the other foot now. and who is it? Is it... Who's in Longford? You texted.
Laura.
Was it Laura? 1 second, sorry. Let me call my Longford lady.
It's ringing.
Hello?
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 Hello, Laura?
Yeah?
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm only all right. I'm back in work. I'm doing proper work, and I have to say, it's a pain in the face. How are you, though?
You reckon?
Stretching the definition of proper, but it is work. Stretching the two definitions of both proper and work.
Ah, well, at least you're being honest.
How are you, though? More importantly, how are you today?
Well, I'm great. I'm just after turning on the iron, so right. I'm going to have to turn it off now.
Leave it on. I won't keep you too long.
All right, cool. Go on.
We're talking about division of labour. Does your other half know how to use the iron?
Well, he did.
Right.
When I started going out with him.
Okay, that was just to impress you. He got his mammy to show him, I'd say, did he?
Yeah, he's forgotten, Ray.
Really? That's the old amnesia, the iron-based amnesia that we suffer from.
It is. It's it's like the selective hearing. I don't know.
The selective what?
Selective hearing.
What's that? I'm going out. Let's see. What time did you tell me to go home? I don't remember.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You've had lots of practice, Ray.
I tell you, I'm well versed. I could have a degree in selective hearing at this stage. Did you say nails as well on your text?
Yeah, we've a lovely son, Harry. He's 7 now, but Harry landed as a baby, and I said, here, Ian, we're going to tackle it. Oh, no, off you go. I said, no, come on, we're going to have to cut the nails. Nope,
he won't cut his... And what is it? Is he grossed out by us, or is he sensitive to the sound, or what is it?
Grossed out and afraid. I think he's afraid he's going to hurt Harry.
Yeah, chopping the child's toenails off.
So Mammy will do it.
Have you ever taken a baby toe off? No?
No.
No, okay. No, that's it, you see. You're clearly better at it than we are.
Well, I'm a woman. Yeah.
You're better at everything.
We are.
Come here, Laura. I'll let you back to the iron, and thanks for taking the call.
I love the show.
Hey.
Love the show.
Go on, have a lovely day.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Ray Foley. Close the lines in 2 minutes. Go on. With Care Plus. How are you doing? Ray Foley in the afternoons. This is JP.
Hi.
Did you see this? Wow. This is outrageous.
Oh.
Not only is this taking the... But this is taking the... Doubly taking the... I'm not going to say it because I don't want to offend any young ears.
Of course.
Let's just say it rhymes with miss. And some people do. Miss. From the newspaper. They say friends share everything. And now a Dublin pub in Dublin... is putting that theory to the... Should she stick it up to Anton up in Dublin, though?
Animals, right?
There are animals up there, up in Dublin.
But they're city ways.
They say friends share everything. Now a Dublin pub is putting that theory to the test with new double toilets in their cubicles.
What's a double toilet?
I'll explain it to you now, JP. I'm glad you asked. If you're a gentleman, you walk into the gents, right? You've got your urinals over on one side. And then over on the other side, you've got your cubicles. Open up the door of a cubicle, you expect to see one individual toilet in there.
That's what I know. That's all he knows, guys. That's all I know.
However, they've got two toilets inside in a single cubicle now.
So they're just missing the wall in between them.
That's it, yeah, I suppose. They're making one big cubicle and two toilets inside in it. So you can close the door and two of you can have a whittle at the same time.
That's no use to me.
The newly opened K67 Bar and Grill in Swords in County Dublin believes pub goers will embrace what they describe as a unique toilet experience.
I don't like unique toilet experiences. I like it to be predictable and consistent.
My toilet experience is the same wherever I go.
Yeah.
I need to be on my own.
No surprises.
And busting. Let me call my toilet guy.
Hi.
This is the K67. It's ringing. This is Stephanie. She's a sales manager there in K67, I think. It's still ringing.
Hello, Stephanie speaking.
Oh, Stephanie, hello. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. Stephanie, I'm busting.
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Oh, I'm busting. Let's talk toilets.
Oh, God, what happened to you?
I'm busting. I need to go to the Jacks. I don't need to go to the Jacks just once. I need to go on the double. I need two Jackses, Stephanie. I'm writing this story about the double toilets.
Yes, so double toilets. So any of the female viewers will know that when you're out on a night out, girls tend to go to the loo together, whether it be top up makeup, have the chat, and... The architects and designers in K67 thought, well, look, why don't we do it? Put a double toilet in.
Do you only have? Are they all of the cubicles with double toilets, or is it only one?
Just the one.
Okay, so girls would be queuing up in pairs to get into the double.
You'd be surprised. Some do, some don't.
Right. Oh, what do you mean? Sorry.
Some will quite happily go into one of the single cubicles. Some will wait for the double.
I'll wait for the double. So they could go in there and they'd be chatting and continuing their conversation inside while they're doing their business, and they're sharing the cubicle at the same time.
Yes. Right. I know it sounds strange, but to most of the female viewers, they'll understand.
Oh, they know exactly, yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Have you had any feedback on it yet, Stephanie? Has it proven popular?
I would say 99.9% yes. Obviously, you're always going to have some people going, oh, God, that makes no sense. Why would they do that? You know. But again, I think it is all personal preference.
Yeah. One of the things that we've considered is performance anxiety, and that's definitely, well, it's something that the male listeners will identify with, that if you're at the urinals, it's like, oh, my God, I can't do this. Oh, my God, I can't go.
I don't think there's anything to worry about in that stage.
Because they're familiar with, they're more than able to do their business. And then if they don't want to be sharing, they can go into one of the single, we have single ones available as well.
We do. We have single ones available as well.
Okay, cool beans. I suppose the next question then, and the next, the obvious question that needs to be asked is, what about us? What about the lads? Do the lads get a double cubicle inside the gents' toilets as well?
They don't.
That's sexism, Stephanie!
Listen.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And if the shoe was on the other foot, you'd be up on your mount.
Ray.
You'd be up on your high horse giving out.
Ray, is this the matriarchy?
This is the matriarchy. I'm smashing the matriarchy. And you know what? I want to be inside in a cubicicle in the Jacks with my best pal,
you
JP,
know what?
Here.
I'll stand toe-to-toe with you. We'll be in lockstep as we go, Ray. In lockstep.
We'll be in lockstep.
In lockstep.
We'll be
in lockstep.
We'll be going into that Jacks together, Stephanie. And me and my best pal, arm in arm, in lockstep. Go.
Well, you could chance your arm to get into the double one, but I don't think you'd get very far.
No, that's breaking the law.
Exactly.
So nothing.
I know there's a lot more that K67 offers more than the double toilet.
Turning into a plug now, Stephanie. Here we go. All right, what else are you offering?
Oh, listen, from huge wall displays, from an open wine cellar with a glass floor, stained glass ceilings, you know, from carvery, food, you name it, there's live bands. There's a bit of something for everybody.
So come for the double toilet and stay for the carvery.
Absolutely.
I've seen the picture, Stephanie, and the interior looks. You can see where the $3 million has been spent. It looks spectacular.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, credit to all the architects, designers, you know, from down to the electricians, plumbers, everybody who worked on it. You know, it meant a lot to them, you know, and you can see the end result now.
Fair play. Well, that all sounds good, but I'm only going for the double jacks. I mean, that's all I'm... No, I suppose the thing is, well, if you've got kids, you can both go, or at the same time,
exactly.
You can take the kids
out of
the picture room.
It's something for everybody, you know, like that when you're bringing your son or your daughter, you know, you don't want to let them go on their own, you know. So, I mean, it has multi-use.
Stephanie, thanks. Where are you from?
I'm from Tipperary.
There's no way she's from Swords.
I'm from Tipperary. I'm actually here at the moment, so I'm just glad the reception held out for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Much obliged.
No problem. Nice
Cheers.
To speak to you.
Good luck. All the
thanks.
Best.
Bye-bye.
Ray Foley.
With
Care Plus.
Care with a K. Giving me. This is Today FM playing the music you love. How you doing, Ray Foley? In and on. It's Monday, God help us. It's the 31st.
Oh, no.
It's the 31st of July.
No, guys.
It's the 31st. Well, that means tomorrow it's August. Seriously.
You know anywhere I can pick up a good Christmas tree, Ray?
Ridiculous.
Going that way, aren't we?
Mariah Carey's going to be on the radio any minute now.
She's warming up.
We're barreling through 2023. It's shocking. On the subject of the double toilets, two toilets inside in the one cubicle, and it's only for the girls' toilet. That's in this place in Swords, K67 Bar and Grill in Swords. Anthony says now four girls can use one cubicle at a time. Shoot the Crows in Sligo has had a double toilet for years, from Gillian. Sligo have always been the innovators, though, in toilet.
Leading the sort of the industry.
And Burger and Bow in Limerick have a cubicle with two toilets, from Matt. Jeez, everyone's getting in on the old double toilet.
Today FM.
Here I go. Hello. Mac Morrison here. It's my track, Return of the Mac. Today FM. Love the show, Ray.
Hey!
Thanks, Mark.
Oh, it was nice to get a little celeb line drop there from Mark Morrison.
Well, he likes the bit of support he gets from the show when we spin.
We've always been a big Mark Morrison fan. And indeed, all the Morrisons. You got your James Morrison. And the Morrison Supermarket crowd as well. Shout out to them as well.
Yeah.
And Marty Morrissey. Different family.
Jim, if you go back long enough.
Yeah.
Big fans of Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. So toilets, talking toilets this afternoon. Isn't it great to have us back though? Isn't it? We're talking about toilets. Talking about girls going into the toilet and pubs now. This pub is at a number of establishments up and down the country providing double toilet cubicles.
This is new news to me.
John was very harsh. Jesus, John. We were talking to the lady, Stephanie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
From this place in Dublin, in Swords in Dublin, K67 Bar and Grill in Swords. We did a nice chat. We're talking about this new development that they've got. And it's only in the ladies' toilet, which is, again, horrifically sexist. Where there's two toilets inside and the one big double-sized cubicle, so girls can go in and have a whittle and a chat at the same time. Which cuts the toilet time in half.
True, yeah.
John being very harsh, he said that was a crap interview, Foley. Jay's Ray, you and JP sharing a cubicle. Imagine the fumes. Agent Orange would have nothing on it from Brian.
I think we'd have to establish ground rules, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think it'd be a given. There's no way.
Yeah. There's one.
No solids.
No God. God, no. Liquid diet. Thank you very much.
Also, would that not be the rule anyway with girls? Ladies listening, surely you wouldn't. You wouldn't let, you know, you wouldn't number two while you're having the chats with your friends.
That's a no-no.
And would it only be to continue a riveting conversation? You wouldn't be going like willy-nilly, apropos of nothing, like, yeah, we've only just met. I barely know this girl, but I go into the toilet with her. It would be a friends-only thing. And wouldn't it? Clarify for 0874 100 102. Victoria's over there. She's got experience as well. Victoria?
Well, this is Victoria from Tipperary.
Hello, John.
There's
no way in God's green earth you're from Tipperary.
Victoria from Tipperary.
Tipperary.
Is that a south or north tip accent?
It's a long, long way to Tipperary. It's a long way.
I'm just listening to your story on the double toilet scenario in the ladies' toilets. This has been done before in the UK in a bar called Gibby's in Blackburn, Lancashire. Right. People used to queue up.
I bet you're from Lancashire then. There's no way you're from Tipperary.
To go to the toilets of girls, and they were glittery toilets, so they weren't just normal toilets. They had glittery toilet seats. They were glittery toilets.
So the toilets were kind of like a disco ball sort of toilet situation. That's very Instagrammable, I imagine. I mean, if it looks like you're kind of taking photographs in the toilets, looking fabulous in there. Before or after you've done your business, not on the toilet, Emma.
And there was two together in one cubicle.
Very cool.
Women used to queue to get in there. I was a door supervisor at the time, never understood it, still don't understand it, but they do actually request those.
I love the idea of you being a door supervisor, Victoria, and going, I don't get it, I don't understand it, I don't know what you're queuing for.
Anyway,
Bob.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, madam.
Ray Foley.
Here's Victoria.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
No, that's England, yeah. It's Dublin, and that's England.
Do you know on your no solids ground rule?
Yeah.
Owen's chipped in on 0874101102. He says, no eye contact. That's a given.
Yeah, continue the chats, but no eye, absolutely no eye contact.
And don't be taking a picture of me.
Eyes up.
Don't be involving me in your selfie. Red-faced beside you. The veins popping out of your neck.
Reading the paper.
Come here, four letters. four letters. Yeah.
Me in the background of the two girls' photograph.
Good to be back.
On me phone. Playing Candy Crush. I'll be crushing the candy. I'll play a picture of this for you next.
Showless.
Mimi and choosing me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley. We're still going full Lidl this Saturday.
Oh yeah,
going full Lidl, not half Lidl, not a quarter, not a little bit of Lidl. We're going full Lidl. Go full Lidl or go home. I intend to go full Lidl and then go home this Saturday. I'm going to be in Kilkenny, going full Lidl. We're going to have food. We're going to have a barbecue. We got Deck Pierce's Block Rock and Beats. If you want to come along. And you're going to be in Kilkenny this Saturday. You can get your tickets on todayfm.com/summer. And we'll pick a bunch of winners every afternoon. I'll call a few people back in a few minutes. If you want to come along and you're free, you want to bring the kids along, Should be a good day. todayfm.com/summer. Actually, we should, we'll get a clear sense of the weather until tomorrow, the day after maybe. todayfm.com/summer. Jump on. Go full Lidl this summer. We're talking toilets as well.
This is a bit, yeah.
This is the double cubicle, the double toilets in a cubicle.
Two toilets in the one cubicle, yeah. This is a bit weird. Hey, Ryan JP, I was in Wales for the Six Nations in February. Asked this girl where the toilets were. She grabbed my hand and dragged me to them. She then proceeded to come into the cubicle with me. I was bursting, so I had to go. When I finished, she decided it was her turn, so I had to stand there and listen to her, a stranger, pee. She then started calling me Mammy and proceeded to introduce me to all her friends. Mortified.
What's this guy's name? I'm presuming it's a girl. Is it a girl?
Oh, it is Louise. right.
Oh, like, yeah, Steve. Yeah, I was there in the toilets. So I didn't know what was going on.
Ray Foley. They're
calling me Mammy.
Care Plus. Not all careers in care.
I'm Ray and Shania Twain. It's called Unhealthy. You're on Today FM. Where we play the music you love. Let's bongo.
Good afternoon, Ireland. Ray, Sarah, JP.
How are you?
We're going full Lidl this weekend.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
No half measures around here, Raymond.
No, I want a full measure. No. Full duck or no dinner. Are we having duck on the barbecue on Saturday?
You don't barbecue duck, Ray.
Can you not barbecue a duck?
I mean, you can, but you don't.
All this week on the show, we're going full Lidl. We're hitting the road for our exclusive Block Rockin' summer events. Join us this Saturday. But here's the joy of this. I'm so looking forward to this. I'm going to be up on stage on Saturday at Mountain View, Kilkenny. And it's wonderful because Declan Pierce is going to be doing Block Rock and Beats, right? And there's a barbecue on. Lidl are laying out a whole barbecue thing. And I know they're only there to see Dec Pierce in the Block Rock and Beats and to eat their burgers.
You got a free shot. Nobody cares.
What am I going to do? They're not there for me. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to eat some burgers. Have a good time. Enjoy Kilkenny in the sunshine. By the way, Kilkenny, if you're listening, you're going to have to bring some sunshine on Saturday, okay? I'm not taking any of this muggy, rainy nonsense that's been going on the last few days. Jeremy, sort that out. Going full Lidl in Kilkenny at the fabulous Mountain View venue. That's this Saturday, the 5th of August. It's our final event. We're going to have an exclusive Block Rock and Beats DJ set with Dec Pierce. And we're going full Lidl with a delicious Lidl barbecue, summer barbecue. Loads of great games for you and the family to enjoy. And speaking of games, prizes. Yes, loads of great Lidl prizes, including a €1,000 Lidl Plus voucher. If you want tickets, you got to get them on our website, todayfm.com/summer. todayfm.com/summer. And I'll have a bunch of winners every day. Let's see who have I got. I've got Denise Dooley, you're coming on Saturday.
Dooley!
Anthony Finnegan, you're coming. Finno! Emma Byrne will take you. Mariana Oliveira. Mariana Oliveira, we'll see you on Saturday. Bring the fam, come on down to the barbecue. And who's this I'm calling? Is this Ken?
Ken.
It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello, Kenneth.
It is, yeah.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Oh, good, how are you?
I'm only all right. I'm looking forward to this Saturday. You doing anything this weekend yourself?
I'm going to the FM barbecue.
You
know,
sure are. We're going to take you along on us, buddy. Yeah, now listen, I'm getting your order in. How do you like your burgers? Do you like them medium well?
Oh, it's in medium, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit of
what?
Juice.
Sorry. Yeah, a little bit of juice. Yeah, you bring the juice, babe. I'll bring the meat. steady on. Easy tiger. Do you want any cheese on there as well, Kenneth?
Yeah, I've got a bit of cheese, a bit of bacon, okay. Bit of sauce.
No bother, yeah, I'll look after you. And what about veggies? Are we getting some lettuce and some coleslaw?
Maybe not in the burger, maybe outside.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. Listen, we'll see you this Saturday. Oh, thanks to Lidl. We go full Lidl with the BBQ and the Block Rock and Beats. Cheers, sir.
Sounds good. See you then, Ray.
See you there. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.
Have a good day. Thanks,
bye. More chances win tomorrow right here on Today FM. Rita Ora, I'm praising you. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on and looking ahead to... It's too early, JP. You're wasting your time. JP's on met.ie. What's your forecaster of choice, aside from, of course, Alan and Carlo Weather?
I do like me some YOR, your Norwegian weathers. Occasionally I'll dabble with AccuWeather, and then I'll revert to met.
What are you on now?
I'm on just Google. I just Googled it.
We're looking ahead to Saturday's weather for the block rocking, going full Lidl with the barbecue in Kilkenny this weekend. It's too early. It's too early. Even if, what is it, 5-6 days?
Yeah.
It's too early. What's it looking like?
Showery, Ray. Warm but showery.
It's too early. I told you, it's just too early. You can't be told. I'm going to be shouting, it's too early, at like midday on Saturday in the car on the way down.
With the wipers on the...
It's too early.
The highest set.
Still too early to tell. It's going to be gorgeous. There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today, yeah. We didn't get to do Jewel's Jewel Toilets. For the singer Jewel. Do you remember her?
Let's go back a ways.
Her Jewel takes us on a tour of the toilets in her house. She's got a couple of those Jewel toilet cubicles. Yeah. Jewel's Jewel Toilets. We didn't get to do Meghan Markle's Merkel. Meghan Markle's Merkel, yeah. Where Meghan Markle does her best impression of former German Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Oh, yeah.
And Markle's Merkel. And we didn't get to do Angela Merkel's Merkel. Where the tables are turned. Where former German Chancellor Angela Merkel does her best impression of Meghan Markle in Angela Merkel's Merkel. Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow on from 2 p.m. allegedly. Matt's on the way next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.